Alan, I just heard the good news.
What good news?
They chose you to be project assistant over in Chicago. Congratulations.
Yes, Mr. Tate told me before the meeting Tuesday.
Great. I bet you're excited, aren't you?
I was quite surprised. But it isn't all for certain yet. I told them I will accept, though, if they choose me.
You don't seem very happy about it. Why?
Maybe I'm a little nervous about making such a big move right now. You know, Nancy and I just bought a new house.
Have you told her yet?
I plan to talk with her about it tonight. I think she might not like the idea of moving overseas. I will have to convince her.
Chicago is a nice place. And you both speak English well. Her English is excellent.
I know she doesn't want to be far from her family. That will be the hardest part for her.
You're both young. A little adventure will be good for you.
Maybe.
Do you know how long the project over there will last?
Mr. Tate said I would probably be over there for 2 years. But it could be more than that, too. So I think 2 or 3 years at least.
To be honest, I envy you. I've never had a chance to work in one of the overseas offices. I wish it were me who could go.
You're too important here, Rob. We wouldn't be able to function here without you.
Maybe sometime in the future I will be able to get a couple years overseas. I really like that idea, changing one's life for a while.
And your wife?
Oh, Carol is even more adventuresome than I am. She would be thrilled if I got a transfer. She always talks about traveling more.
I've only been out of the country once in my life.
Well, living abroad would be a great experience for you then. I think you should look forward to it.
I do look forward to it, but I'll have to talk it over with Nancy.
Good luck.
Thanks.